This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture, Home Store, and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Happy Friday morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In a Michigan District Court hearing on Thursday, Judge Ferris presided over the plea and sentencing of Sherry Frances Crone. Ms. Crone pleaded guilty to operating while impaired, a reduced charge from the original operating while intoxicated. The court heard that on April 4th, Ms. Crone operated a vehicle in Verona Township, Huron County, Michigan, after consuming two or three beers. She was stopped for speeding, and a subsequent chemical breath test registered 0.144, exceeding the legal limit of 0.08. Judge Ferris sentenced Ms. Crone to 6 months probation, requiring monthly reports, notification of status changes, and adherence to laws. She is prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances, though she may be present where alcohol is served without consumption. The sentence also includes random drug and alcohol screenings, 18 hours of community service due by October 30th, and license sanctions. Fines and costs totaled $990, and the court told Ms. Crone she may be eligible for early probation discharge upon successful completion of all the terms of her probation. And a religious statue at Sacred Heart Cemetery sustained significant damage following an apparent act of vandalism in Huron County. According to St. Hubert Parish, the incident occurred shortly after 2:30 p.m. on May 31st. Church officials say a woman driving a white Hyundai Sonata allegedly drove into the Sacred Heart of Jesus statue during daylight hours while witnesses were nearby. The parish described the damage as extensive and expressed disappointment over the incident. Church leaders are asking anyone with information about what happened to come forward and contact the parish. No additional details about potential suspects or law enforcement involvement were immediately released. In a sentencing hearing in Saginaw County, cold case homicides been put on hold after the defendant moved to withdraw a plea agreement. 48-year-old Jason Cabello was scheduled to be sentenced on Monday after entering a no-contest plea to second-degree murder and first-degree criminal sexual conduct in the 2003 death of 57-year-old Jeanette Wilton. Wilton's body was discovered in the Flint River near her Birch Run home. Investigators say the case remained unsolved for more than two decades before DNA evidence in 2024 connected Cabello to the crime. Cabello accepted the plea deal shortly before trial, avoiding a potential life sentence if convicted. However, his attorney now argues the plea was not made knowingly or voluntarily and should be withdrawn. Prosecutors opposed the request, telling the court that recorded jail calls suggest pressure to challenge the plea came from family members rather than the defendant himself. Saginaw County Circuit Court Judge Manville Trice noted that Cabello previously affirmed his decision to enter the plea during a court hearing and said the court record does not justify setting it aside. The judge postponed sentencing to allow additional legal arguments and scheduled a June 15th hearing where he expects to revisit the matter and proceed with sentencing if the plea remains in place. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Summer savings are heating up during the summer kickoff sale happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide and take advantage of 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available for a limited time. Refresh your home for the season with incredible deals on sofas and sectionals, dining sets, bedroom furniture, mattresses, recliners and lift chairs, and more throughout the store. Incredible summer deals include dining sets starting at just $2.99, recliners starting at only $2.99, and Ashley Sleep Queen mattresses starting at just $2.99. Plus, save up to 25% off regular price accessories or get an extra 20% off clearance accessories. Hurry into Ashley and Bad Axe for the summer kickoff sale happening now. Ashley is locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we are back with more news. A major overhaul of the federal workforce is officially underway following a newly enacted executive order targeting public sector accountability. The administration's direct shift in schedule policy reclassifies thousands of career civil service positions into the accepted service, effectively reducing traditional protections against firing and reassignment for long-term agency employees. Supporters argue the administrative shakeup will inject needed accountability into a rigid federal bureaucracy and streamline policy execution. However, federal employee unions and civil rights advocacy groups have already filed emergency court injunctions, warning that the move risks stripping agencies of vital nonpartisan expertise and replacing career experts with political appointees. In financial markets across Asia suffered severe losses today as an abrupt sell-off of major artificial intelligence and semiconductor stocks shook investor confidence. South Korea's benchmark Kospi Index led the regional decline, cratering by more than 5% after major chip manufacturing giants experienced single-day drops of nearly 9%. The dramatic market correction was triggered by a disappointing corporate forecast from a major U.S. chipmaker, which raised immediate concerns that global investments in AI infrastructure may be outstripping actual market returns. Financial analysts in Tokyo and Hong Kong warned that if tech valuations continue to slide, it could dampen broader economic growth projections across Pacific trade networks. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.